stockings. Henry Dobbins was a good man and a superb soldier. But sophistication wasn't his strong suit. The ironies went beyond him. In many ways, he was like America itself, big and strong, full of good intentions, a roll of fat jiggling at his belly, slow of foot, but always plodding along, always there when you needed him, a believer in the virtues of simplicity and directness and hard labor. Like his country, too, Dobbins was drawn toward sentimentality. Even now, 20 years later, I can see him wrapping his girlfriend's pantyhose around his neck before heading out on ambush. It was his one eccentricity. The pantyhose, he said, had the properties of a good luck charm. He liked putting his nose into the nylon and breathing in the scent of his girlfriend's body. He liked the memories this inspired. He sometimes slept with the stockings up against his face, the way an infant sleeps with a flannel blanket, secure and peaceful. More than anything, though, the stockings were a talisman for him. They kept him safe. They gave access to a spiritual world where things were soft and intimate, a place where he might someday take his girlfriend to live. Like many of us in Vietnam, Dobbins felt the pull of superstition, and he believed firmly and absolutely in the protective power of the stockings. They were like body armor, he thought. Whenever we saddled up for a late-night ambush, putting on our helmets and flak jackets, Henry Dobbins would make a ritual out of arranging the nylons around his neck, carefully tying a knot, draping the two leg sections over his left shoulder. There were some jokes, of course, but we came to appreciate the mystery of it all. Dobbins was invulnerable, never wounded, never a scratch. In August, he tripped a bouncing Betty, which failed to detonate. And a week later, he got caught in the open during a fierce little firefight, no cover at all, but he just slipped the pantyhose over his nose and breathed deep and let the magic do its work. It turned us into a platoon of believers. You don't dispute facts. But then, near the end of October, his girlfriend dumped him. It was a hard blow. Dobbins went quiet for a while, staring down at her letter. Then, after a time, he took out the stockings and tied them around his neck as a comforter. "No sweat," he said. "The magic doesn't go away."